Hey guys, welcome back to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and this is the 13th of January 2023. Well, it is the last week of school holidays, and all I can say is, before school starts next week, it's going to be a lot of chaos on the roads, that school morning traffic, so why not beat the traffic and go and have a fish? Could there be anything better than going out there, watching the sunrise, and having that rod bend? Because KZN, the fish are definitely here. And in this week's show, our reporters are going to tell us all about it. But before we get into all of that, here's a taste of what you can expect from this week's show with all our reporters. On your offshore side, the scene has been buzzing with the Kuta finally making an appearance. And yes, although we've had a lot of rough seas limiting the anglers out there, there has still been enough catches to brag about. And if that is also a bit of a difficult option with the water conditions being dirty, the bottom fishing has been really producing the fish. As for the rock and surf, guys, all I can say from our reporters, well, our Kingfisher reporters, is one single word. Chaos. It has been absolute chaos with the amount of inedible action along our coastline, especially up on the north coast, with those sandies and diamonds bending rods and getting those drags screaming all over the place. And if you are looking for that freshwater action, well, there is not a drop of rain that's in the forecast for the next couple days. And Jan is going to tell us the exact fishing zones to get into that. So guys, before we kick off the show, as always, special thanks to our faithful and loyal sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
Thank you once again, the Kingfisher, one for sponsoring the show and the other for bringing us fantastic products like the Q-Fish Reel Protector, a product that we're definitely going to need with the summer species being on the pipe. So guys, let's kick off the show. This week, we are starting down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who always has the latest with the news from the South Coast. And this week he has tweaked his report somewhat, which I was really excited about. I'm curious to know what you think, so please let us know. But for now, here is Adam with his report from further down South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. Guys, we are almost in the middle of January, but don't you worry, there is still fish around. So, Vinesh, tomorrow, the 12th of Jan, 2023, Thursday. We're almost there, guys, to the weekend. The wind's going to be around 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40 k's an hour northeasterly, with the swell sitting around 1.7 meters at a 6-second gap. Friday, it's 25 k's an hour, gusting to around 30 plus northeasterly direction till early lunch, turning to a southwester late evening, with the wind dropping right down. The swell still sitting around 1.5 meters at a 7-second gap, so not too bad. However, we do know that when the wind does change, like it will on Friday late in the evening, we know that the bite should come thick and fast, especially for those non-eds. Saturday, the wind is still a southwester, sticking around, but dropping to around 7 to 10 kilometers per hour, picking up slightly midday and into the evening, with the swell right down at 1.4 meters to a 7 to 9 second gap. So not too bad. It looks like it's going to be a non-ed sort of weekend and hopefully into an edible weekend. Sunday, the wind early morning, northwester blows for a bit and then it turns to a northeast for most of the day and into Monday, Vinesh, with the swell around 1.3 meters, but the wave periods do pick up to around 16 seconds. So a lot of ground swell, but it does seem that it's not going to be blowing too hard on Sunday, so it might be that bad to fish as well. Just have to contend with maybe your sinker picking up and moving a bit, so try and throw maybe a grapnel or a weed eater and a bit heavier might be an option. Going over to locations, so moving up from the north, Mzumbi Stabel area, Pumula area, Stabel is definitely still the place to be, Vinesh, for good pulls, mainly non-eds with the occasional edibles coming out there. Definitely a place I would tackle up in terms of leader line and trace line, as it has been also fairly busy with a lot of guys going to that particular spot, targeting these sort of fish. I mean, we all know what it's like when it gets, you know, sort of busy and particular sort of fishing spots and it's quite crowded. So look, I would tackle up also because there has been some good fish coming out there, quite a few still, you know, sort of lessers and hammers and greys around, and they're on odd sort of edible, but it is definitely a space that I would want to go and try and target those sort of non-eds and particularly the bigger boys. So I would definitely want to tackle up there. Moving down to sort of Shelly Beach area, Ski Boat in Shelly Beach has been pretty good. There's been a couple of nice sized crayfish, again, season-wise, guys. But there's also been a few good, decent pulls there. I had a friend recently of mine, Mohammed, trying circle hooks for the first time, and he lost a few good pulls. Now, circle hooks, as we know, are a different ball game. That whole sort of notion, muscle memory of striking your fish, definitely does not count when using circles. So he does need a bit of practice, and as we know, practice makes perfect. But Mohammed, don't stress, you will come right next time, buddy. Moving down to Margate Pier, Shad have finally found their GPS finish, and we've had a few come out from small to decent size, plus two snapper salmon from a local woman or angler named Fiona, and one from Spoo recently. So nice to see some fish coming out there again, and definitely a female angler putting some big numbers on the board and showing the men how to do it. So good to see again, Vinesh, our local spots like Margate Pier, some good fish coming out. It does seem going to Margate, you might have to put a bit of a longer shot or a deeper shot to get those shad. Normally that particular area, you can just sort of drop a bait, literally just open bail arm, drop, catch a shad. It does seem they are sitting a bit further out, as we have still got a bit of sand puffing around our local spots. But it definitely has cleaned up quite nicely. So it does look like this weekend's also going to be pretty good for that. So Margate Pier might be a place to try. Moving a bit further south, Munster, Trafalgar, Palm Beach area, the water has been way cleaner there for quite some time, with quite a few decent edible fish coming out from big, big blacktail, where the spots almost completely disappeared. I had a holiday maker actually think that it was a Natal stump nose, but it wasn't. It was actually a really big blacktail. Some decent sized bream, even in those dirty brown water, we've had some decent bream come out in the Manabe area. 3 to 4 kilos that I've seen weighed with guts on a scale, so good to see that in the dirty water. It does seem that the water is only sort of brown on the top and is quite fairly clean underneath, so I do see a lot of guys trying for bronzies without a float this particular time and or this week. And there's still quite a few small cob around as well, Vinesh, or snapper salmon, as we know, the cob with three teeth. So there's quite a few of those around. Going down to Splash Rock, it has been a bit quiet, but that's only really a spot you would ever want to try for non-eds. So look, fishing has been fairly decent down on the lower coast. I know deep sea wise, it has been a sort of up and down, flip a coin and hope you catch or you know, hope you don't. So it's been a bit mixed bag deep sea wise as well, but I'm sure you will get some local info from the deep sea guys there. We are definitely moving over to bass season in full swing with the Paddock Bass Fishing Comp coming up soon in March. And also, I would just like to wish all our under 16s and under 21s, KZN boys going down to the Eastern Cape representing our province. They are busy with the fishing comp, so good luck to them. I know the seniors will be leaving soon, so all of our friends and family going down, good luck and tight lines to you. Let's show that KZN definitely knows how to take names and catch fish. Again, everyone, tight lines for the weekend. Let's see those catches and have fun.
Thank you, Adam. Great to hear from you, my friend. And thank you for such a great report with the weather and water conditions for the next couple of days and what we can expect to, well, pretty much target in your area. And yes, speaking about your area, Stabel, that is one of my favorite fishing grounds, and I will certainly be heading down there this weekend to give it a try. As for your buddy Mohammed fishing with circle hooks, I absolutely love it, something we promote all the time. And yeah, you know, fishing with circle hooks, it does take a little more resistance in, you know, trying to strike as soon as you feel that rod bending. But what I can suggest is Marutu circle hooks. You know, it's offset circle, so even if you do strike, it does tend to increase your strike rate and make sure you still hook onto that fish. And with it being circle hooks, it allows you to release that fish a lot easier as well. So yeah, consider the Maruta circle hooks. If you need to know where to find them, contact the Kingfisher and they will point you to your closest tackle store that would be stocking them. And Adam, thank you for the shout out to our KZN juniors. Yes, absolutely. All the best to the guys and all the best to the seniors that will be following after them. We will be crossing fingers and rooting for them throughout the entire tournament. So guys, that rounds off the Lower South Coast. Now moving on to Warner Beach and Amanzan Toti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and he has an absolutely fantastic report with what's been going on over the past week. This is Gary.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you. Yeah, Eastleigh is picking up a bit now. I see it sort of cleared up quite a bit here, particularly at Warner's. There's still some shade around here. A couple of about 3 kilos came out this morning. One chap fishing along the beach. Quite a few greys around, eh? They even bummed a shed on, what day was it, Monday, no, Sunday, and threw the head in a cutlet and got greys with him pretty quickly. And even on the bank trying for grunter, which I didn't get any, the sea lice and squid, the greys were picking that bait up as well. So there is a number around. Yeah, a shed around, some couple of good ones, and still quite a few small ones. Other than the greys, I haven't really heard of too much else happening. A little cob came out of 3 and a bit, and 2 weeks ago, and a dog of 18 was taken in shark's pool on a Kara. But a little cob have sort of gone off there by me, although I hear they're coming out here and there all along here from along the Kingborough stretch. But no sign of any bait or anything. Lots of lice out on the beach. Quite a bit of weed around the river mouth. That it sort of is either there or not there. And I don't know, I had a bit on Sunday and nothing on Monday. All right, chaps, all go well and have a good week ahead.
Thank you, Gary. Well, now I don't know whether I'm heading to Stabell or to Warner Beach with that grey shark action like that and those big size share. Gosh, what a choice to make. I love it. KZN South Coast certainly producing the fish. But what about Durban? Well, we've got Mike V and Brad Krubler with this week's fishing report. And this is what they had to say.
How's it, bud? Fishing's been very good the last couple of days. West quieting it down a little bit. But with all the northeast this week, up to the weekend and early next week, the water temperature should drop nicely. And the fish should come on the bite very, very well. There was quite a few sandies around, diamonds, honeys, from far north all the way down south. The guys have been getting some lovely, lovely fish. I saw some pictures of some sandies, 70, 80 kilos. So yeah, the fish are around. You just need to travel and find the fish. That's it. Edibles-wise, was a little bit on the quiet side. I did see a picture of a lovely grunter. A couple stumpies, few stone bream things I get. So you're just going to have to go out and give it a whirl. In the bay, there's been a lot of kingies again. Especially the guys on the boats are getting a hell of a lot of kingies on artificial. The piers, the beaches also on artificial. The guys have been some lovely fish. So a picture of a very big bastard mullet. Some lovely springer around as well. So yeah, the guys are doing well on that side. Deep sea, Dorado have been the main chase. The guys have been going all over the show to catch Dorado. Some big bonito around, some yellowfin tuna, the odd cooter showing up, some nice snook. Bottoms, if you're going very, very deep, the guys have been saying that there is a bit of keelback out there, but it's super deep apparently. Guys, hope you all have a great week's fishing. Enjoy.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, the sea's still puffy dirty. The only time it gets clean is past the 200, 300 meter mark out there in the deep. There are some Dorado out there, but no fireworks. Game fish have been a bit scarce because of the dirty water. On the bottom fishing side, there's been some soldiers, slingers, odd rock hards in between. But once again, dirty water, not great. So guys, good luck, tight lines. Have fun.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, another great report, an honest report, and on the Rock and Zuff side, a very exciting report. Like Mike said, if we can find the fish, we'll definitely be getting on with them. And with this northeasterly setting up the weekend the way it is, oh, it's going to be an absolute beautiful one. As for the offshore side, like Brad said, you know, gonna have to fold that fuel and get out there past the 300 meter mark. That's the only place we've been getting reports of some fish off Durban. However, North Coast, there has been some offshore activity, and Jesse is gonna tell us all about it. So here is Jesse from Kingfisher, Palito, and Salt Rock.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right and settling in to the new year nicely. And hopefully still managing to get some fishing done. Things are starting to quieten down in the fishing shop side of things as far as customers are concerned. All of the out-of-towners are slowly making their way back, so things are getting back to normal. If you go down to the beaches, you see that the beaches are a little bit quieter. Certain spots are empty, and things are just looking a lot more pleasant if you're the type of guy that wants to go down, or the type of lady that wants to go down and have a peaceful cast on your own and not have other people fishing all around you. Apart from the fact that the fishing hasn't been that bad and the beaches are in certain areas full, it's been really quiet. So if you take a look at further down south towards Durban itself in the basin and all of those surrounding areas, the flatfish have been absolutely wild for the past week. We had a good amount of decent weather, flatfish bites inducing weather. So we had good flatfish there, and we're talking brown skates, a couple of diamonds, one or two honeycombs down in that area, but not a heck of a lot. And then we've also had a couple of fish further up north from there, so off the piers. And then, if we take a look a little bit further up in our area now, Belito, Westbrook, La Mercy area has been doing quite well. On the way up to Belito itself, you've had some decent fishing as well. And again, we're talking when the northeast is blowing and we've had a lot of color in the water. We've had really ideal conditions, and the guys are catching again a lot of diamonds, sandies, a lot of browns. And then the guys have also been catching a lot of really small diamonds, like 50 centimeter diamonds, which is fun for the youngsters if you want to put them onto a flatfish. And then moving up further north past Palito now, going towards Tinley and all of those areas in Kwazi, we've seen some fish as well. It just seems that the further you go north, the bigger the fish are getting. And this time of the year, it's kind of widespread, but there's a definite pattern that we've been seeing. And then as far as edibles are concerned, from our Belito section here, a couple of stumpies. The shad were biting at High Rock one of the mornings last week, but it got incredibly crowded after that, and the guys kind of tapered off, stopped fishing so much. And then the fishing kind of slowed down a little bit from High Rock. So I think, you know, going forward, we are at the tail end of the shad, and they do continue to bite every now and again. But for the most part, I think they're a little bit further out to sea. I do believe that the guys on the boats have been catching a lot on the sabikis while fishing for stuff like mackerel, red eye, and mass bunker. If we take a look on the boat side of things now, we've seen quite a few Dorado, but not nearly as many as the previous weeks. And the reason for that is a lot of the people haven't been launching. We had some really heavy swell coming through, and the fishing days were few and far between. Not like this week that we're currently in, where we've had a ton of decent, kind of moderate weather. And things are going to obviously start to settle down from here, as it should have in the beginning of December. But we've been fairly lucky. A couple of tuna coming out, a couple of puta coming out, a lot of bottom fish. If you are doing some bottom fishing, there've been a ton. So at least there's something for everybody. If you don't go out there, you never know. And we'll just see what happens in the weeks to come. But I think we definitely we're going to benefit from a lot more of the local guys getting out there and fishing now because of the holiday makers making their ways back home, and a lot more space, a lot more freedom for the guys that like to be a little bit more secluded. So yeah, guys, get out there, let us know what's happening. And have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. Well, yes, business as usual. Holiday makers are making their way out of KZN, which gives us a little more space to fish, as you mentioned, especially with that inedible action. We're going to need a bit of space. So, yeah, looks like the further north, the bigger the fish, and it's certainly biting on those northeasterly days. So, with the northeasterly blowing this week, this weekend is certainly looking like we're going to have a lot of action. So head north if you want that big inedible action. That's probably also the reason why I couldn't get a report from Nick in Mtinzini, because we've got reports. We've heard of fish coming out in his area. I guess Nick is probably bending those rods himself, and we will have him back next week with a bit of reports. But for now, we are rounding off the show in Richards Bay with Ellie, and this is her fishing report for this past week.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well. The weather for this past week have been either good or upside down, which made it impossible for deep sea anglers to go out. But on the days that allowed us to fish, Anglers caught a few dorado and yellowfin tuna, as well as a shortbill, which was an awesome fish to catch. The bottom fish have been a bit more quiet this past week, but there have been some reds and rockets being caught. In a harbour, if you're keen on using artificial lures, I would suggest some reaction paddle tails or some jigs, because the harbour is full of kingfish and picanokuta. Or you can throw out a bait for a nice salmon or a stumpy. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and sideline.
Thank you, Ellie. What a good report. Although the weather has been up and down, there is still fish being on the bite, especially a shortbill. What a catch. That is absolutely fantastic. Guys, like Ellie was saying, there is fish out there. And if the weather is not permitting, go into the harbor. There is a lot of edible action, actually. A lot of game fish action with that kingfish. Throw those artificial lures. You are definitely going to get those rods bending. So now that rounds off our saltwater news for KZN. What about the freshwater? Well, it is definitely going on, and Yan is going to tell us all about it. So here it is, Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. So the second week of 23, and with it some better weather and reports that the fishing seems to be getting back online again. Yes, sorry, pun intended. There's been some good fish caught over the past week or so, and with hardly a drop of rain to be seen in the weather forecast looking forward for the next week, possibly even 10 days, it seems to be setting up for a great time ahead. So guys, time to polish those rods and lines and get them in the water. But let's start back to front for a change and start with the yellows of Sterkfontein. With the Midlands still a little bit wet under the collar from the recent deluges, the current hotspot is just what the doctor ordered for Sterkies. And if you know what I'm talking about, well, yes, there's another pun. Reports coming down from the north are telling of some cracking smallmouth yellowfish taken on the dry fly, and that's what it's all about up there. For those that know, you know. But for the first timers, it's best to go up with an old hand or get a guide. And if you need some info, do pop into the shop and come and chat to me, and I'll be able to assist you with a couple of contacts and some advice and flies. With Sterkies on the brain, so the first meeting last night of 23 of the Natal Fly Dresser Society featured the infamous Good Doctor's Beetle, presented by local fly angler Scott Brown. Scott is a great technical tire, and we were treated to his method of painting the foam strips. For example, he uses three colors of purple just to get the correct shade that he is after, and a new waterproof product for the final coat. While the Beetle is a relatively easy tie, Scott's recipe for the underbody, which involves UV dubbing, some CDC and some hackle, takes it to a completely another level. With the current warm weather spell, there were a good couple of tires at the meeting already making plans to head north to float their Beetles very shortly at Sterkfontein. So again guys, pop into the Kingfisher and come and chat to me if you want some more info on this fly tying game and the scheduled meetings for the Natal Fly Dresser Society. Sticking with the yellows, a couple of diehard scaly, that is Natal yellowfish anglers, have made their way up into the Midlands and made good use of the last of the holiday days. Even with the river still on a little on the high side, some proper fish coming to hand. An interesting comment from one of them was that with the fast flowing water, there has been a lack of tadpoles in the shallows. Current is just too strong for them. And where previously the top rated fly was a black jig bugger, a copper beadhead nymph is your go-to fly currently in the faster water. As the rain taps off, conditions will only improve now, so guys, time to get back into the rivers. After the last 2 weeks of reporting dirty warm water from the trout anglers, last week's cold spell, and I mean a cold spell, there was a bracing 5 degrees centigrade measured in the Dargle Valley last week from that snow and ice that was on top of Lesotho, but this has helped cool the waters down somewhat. Surface temperatures are now sitting around 17 degrees C from the previous 20 degrees plus, and as a result, there have been a few reports of some good fish from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers. Taking advantage of the cooler weather, the guys have been out on the waters, and for those dams which have a stream inflow, and many more will have now subsequently after the rains, the advantage is that the water flowing in from on high will be nice and cool, and trout will seek this cooler water. So if there's one place to start fishing on a dam, that will be the place. Fish reported in the last week have been in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter, and then some in the 19 to 21 inch, 48 to 53 centimeter bracket. Some great fish anyway. And then a cracker of a 66 centimeter, that is 26 inches, was reported by local Maritzburg angler Dylan Berzak. That is, guys, just over 2 feet of trout. Congrats, Dylan, on a fine fish. Now, Mr. Berzak, as some of you will know, is Berzak from Berzak Framers. They have a great coffee machine going there, which Dylan promises me is dialed in to the T. And he promises to spill the beans on this fish and how it was caught if you go and pay them a visit in the shop. So, guys, do pop into Berzak Framers. Shout Dylan for the invite there. Only a single report from the River Angus, however, and that was one from the Upper Bushman's River on one of the NFFC beats, which happily reported water a bit high, but fishable, lots of fish, a special piece of water. Again, guys, with no rain of any consequence showing up in the 10-day forecast ahead, rivers will drop nicely now and the upper sections will be coming well fishable. Time to get out there. Last but not least, from the bass anglers, Albert Falls seems to have gone a bit quiet, but Midmar is still producing. With the water at an all-time high in Albert Falls, anglers are reporting that the tilapia are right up in the shallows, but the bass are behind them. So guys, find the bait fish and you will find the bass. But the high water is making things a little bit difficult. In Midmar, catches have been good, but a little bit on the smaller end of the scale, fish all around 1 kilograms or less. The lure of choice has been a soft plastic in June bug color. With the bass on the lighter side, some of the bass anglers have even taken to a fly rod and are reporting good success with a black zonka pattern, fished either close to or just below the surface. That heaviest bag competition, which I alluded to last week, is still on the go and carries on until the end of next month. So as mentioned, many anglers are keeping a tight lid on the catches and reports of fish are few and far between. But guys, if you don't put that line in the water, we've said it before, you ain't catching nothing. So guys, tight lines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. Catch you all next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. What a fantastic way to end the show. Online puns, good fishing, and a great weather forecast. Wow, the fishing in KZN is absolutely amazing right now. Whether you're fishing saltwater or freshwater, like we just heard Jan say, there are rods bending on all facets. And hey, well done to Dylan. I had to actually play that clip back because when Jan said a fish of over 2 feet, I mean, that is a trout of note. I am definitely heading to Berzak's for that coffee to hear more about this catch. I mean, wow. Guys, if that is not a phenomenal way to end the show, then I don't know what is. I mean, this is going to be one absolutely epic weekend. There is zero rain. There's northeasterly winds. There are fish all over the place. The inedible action is absolutely epic up the North Coast. All I can say is get out there. You are not going to regret it. This has been a really great start to the year, and so far, I've got only good news to report on. So, what a way to run off this show. Guys, this is Angler News South Africa. I am Vanessa Grimm, and as always, remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito,
And now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.